Right now, we're heading up to Carrington, North Dakota State University Extension Research Agronomist at the NDSU Carrington Research Extension Center is Mike Ostley. Hello, Mike.
Hi. How are you today?
Pretty good. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Was it wild and crazy over the weekend at the Ostley Ranch?
Mostly we're just trying to catch up. We did a lot of driving around and spent the last couple of days recovering.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's the problem with these holidays. You get 2, 3, 4 groups that you got to keep happy and visit and be there. So, we're glad you're recovered and back in the office today. Thank you, Mike.
Hey. Yeah, thank you.
You bet. And thanks for the good work you've been doing on intercropping. I've sure been following that lately. I know you 60-inch corn rows and things that you're putting in between those 60-inch corn rows. What did you find worked out best in 2021?
Well, 2021 is certainly challenging for a lot of the things we did out here. But, you know, the interesting thing about some of these newer practices that we're trying is that sometimes when the yields are a little bit lower, the practices actually work out a little better in comparison, right? Because sometimes the thing that limits, whether we're talking about planting cover crops between corn rows or talking about planting two things together, the crop competition is really what holds back the system in some cases. And so you put a little bit of stress on it. Nothing you put in there is going to grow great, in a drought year like we have. But by comparison, it sometimes comes out looking too bad, in fact. I know in this year in particular, we had some pretty good luck with our field pea canola mixtures. They came out a little bit better than some of the years past in what we call over-yielding. So when you grow them together, we're getting a little bit more yield this year combined than we have some years in the past. The wide-row corn was a challenge on the dry land because we had our cover crops growing in between the corn rows and with the drought conditions, we actually had flea beetles come in and pretty well decimate a lot of the cover crop growing between the rows.
Oh, wow.
So it was kind of it's unfortunate. And we had something similar under irrigation where the plants were able to outgrow the flea beetle damage. So, sometimes when it rains, it pours, I guess, with the environmental problems.
Or when it doesn't rain, it pours.
Right.
It pours problems, yeah. One thing, that's farming, one thing after another. And every year is different, and every year has some surprises. So, crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, we're pretty happy with, even though we wish the crops did a little better, we're still happy testing out some of these systems in how they performed. And, we have a few events coming up here in the next few weeks that we're hoping to be able to visit with people about. And if anybody has any questions about whether we're talking about, wide-row corn or intercropping, for instance, we hope to be able to reach a lot of people this year, or this winter yet. So one thing we have coming up is on January 26th, we actually have an intercropping workshop. So a whole day of intercropping talks out in Williston, North Dakota. So people in the western part of the state could join us that day at the Williston Research Extension Center. And then on February 2nd, on the eastern part of the state, we have a kind of a roundtable discussion scheduled during the Agronomy on Ice event at Devil's Lake. So that's something we'd be doing out of the Woodland Resort.
Yeah, and we'll be there broadcasting live, so we'll get you on the radio and have a face-to-face conversation up there before your big event. That's what, 1 to 3 during Agronomy on Ice?
Yep, absolutely.
Gotcha. So you're along Highway 281 there, and I would say west of 281 in North Dakota, the climate is a little more arid than it is in the Red River Valley. Do you have any suggestions for intercropping for the heavy Fargo clay or up and down the Red River Valley?
Sure. Yeah, for whatever reason, 281 is kind of that magic line, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I really do think that in our particular area and then the further north you go, there's actually a lot of different combinations that work well. You know, honestly, the part that we struggle with a little bit more is when we get a little bit warmer, we don't have a lot of really good warm season crop combinations that we're finding out that work too well yet. But again, the thing that I'm most excited about in our region and north especially is the field pea and canola combination. Just with the maturity and planting dates that could be used for both crops, and then the amount of over-yielding that we're seeing, sometimes by combining them, we're seeing up to a 30% increase in total production per acre.
Wow.
So it can be pretty substantial there. The further west you go, the intercropping actually really started with people wanting to reduce disease pressure in chickpeas. So further west, they do chickpeas and flax together, we've demonstrated that it does reduce disease pressure and reduce the need for fungicides. Now, we're not really in chickpea growing area this far east, but we're kind of trying to take some of those same concepts and see what other systems this could work with.
Sure. Now,
we have a few other things that we're kind of interested in, looking at maybe soybeans flax or soybeans canola to try to expand the areas that might be able to adopt these practices a little easier. But sure. It's still kind of a work in progress.
Yeah, well, and hey, that's what the RECs do. But farmers could, just take 10 acres and give it a try, maybe. Would you encourage that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that is definitely a learn-by-experience venture. So we encourage people to kind of start small, try it a little bit, see what they think. I can guarantee you that after trying it 1 year, if you want to do it again, you're probably going to make some adjustments. Because this is an operation that's going to look a little bit different from farm to farm.
Yeah.
And so very few cases you're going to be able to duplicate something from one place to another.
But of all the social media movies and whatnot last year that I saw, a lot of them from the Corn Belt, granted, but the soybean, you know, wheat and soybeans, and then they'd harvest the wheat mm-hmm. and the soybeans would, you know, over the top of the soybean canopy and... I mean, that just looks, not only might it double your, like you mentioned, increase your income by 30% per acre, it looks like fun.
Yeah, you know, it really is. It's something that, whether as a researcher or you're just kind of a curious person, it injects a lot of creativity into to what you want to do. I think it really kind of opens the door and, in some ways you might say, well, it's a little harder than planting one thing, and that's true. But, for those people that have the creative itch in them and are trying to get a little bit more out of each acre that you have, it's really something I would encourage people to consider.
For sure. All righty. Okay, well, again, we sure appreciate the work you have done and will be doing here in the future. We'll look forward to seeing you up at Devil's Lake at Agronomy on Ice February 2nd. And well, how did the... gathering you had up there at Carrington, see, that was December 19th, something like that? You had a... 16th, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we had a fantastic turnout for our Central Dakota Ag Day out here. Yeah, we are really impressed. It was kind of a... wasn't a great day weather-wise outside, so we weren't sure, but we had a lot of people come in and come out to the in-person event, which we did virtually the year before, and so we're really happy to see everyone turn out.
Lousy Dakota and Minnesota weather means a great day for a farm meeting. So that's for sure.
That's true.
All righty. Mike Ostley, NDSU Extension Research Agronomist at the Carrington REC. Thank you very much for the visit. Again, Happy New Year, and we'll see you in a month.
All right. Thank you.
You are welcome.